It is 4:15, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
Yeah, so we're wrapping up our theme week on good things that happened in 2021. Yeah. And so far, everything we've covered has happened here on Earth. So today, we're looking up into space.
You literally have to leave the planet to find a fifth good thing from
right.
last year?
You do.
All right.
Sort of. Yeah. So a couple months ago, I was going
to
say earlier.
Do you need a moment to collect your thoughts?
I was going to say earlier this year, but that doesn't make sense because it's only the seventh.
Right.
Right. But it was in November of 2021. So mm-hmm. late in 2021, mm-hmm. NASA launched a space mission called the Double Asteroid Redirection Test, also known as DART. And they launched that on November 24th, 2021 on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. And the point of the DART mission and why this is such a good thing is that it is a test of planetary defense against asteroids.
Oh, good.
So they're testing to see if they can protect the Earth from being hit by an asteroid.
All right.
Right? So DART is the first experiment for defending Earth from hazardous asteroids. The spacecraft will try to deflect a small asteroid named Dimorphos slightly from its position. Dimorphos is about 520 feet in diameter, and the spacecraft is expected to crash into it at a speed of around 15,000 miles per hour.
Jeez.
Between September 26th and October 1st of this year. So I'm sure we'll be hearing more about that when it happens later this year.
That's awful. That's
15,000 miles per hour.
Boy, that's fast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how else? I mean, I feel like you'd have to hit an asteroid pretty hard to make it move,
you
right?
You do 55, it's not going to budget much, right? You're right.
So the DART spacecraft weighs around 1,340 pounds, and it's equipped with only sensors for navigation, such as a sun sensor, a star tracker, and a camera to support autonomous navigation to impact the asteroid at its center. 10 days before the impact, DART will deploy a small satellite built by the Italian Space Agency to record the collision.
Grazie.
The satellite is equipped with two optical cameras dubbed Luke and Leia.
Oh.
And they will communicate directly with Earth, sending back images after the impact.
That's wonderful. Yeah. We like to see what's going on.
So the targeted asteroid is not a threat to Earth. This asteroid system is a perfect testing ground to see if intentionally crashing a spacecraft into an asteroid is an effective way to change its course should an Earth-threatening asteroid ever be discovered in the future.
That's great.
Yeah. So while no known asteroid larger than 140 meters in size has a significant chance to hit Earth for the next 100 years, only about 40% of those asteroids have been found as of October 2021.
So there's 60%.
So there's 60% still out there that they haven't quite located yet.
Well, we're ready for you.
Yeah. So scientists estimate 25,000 large asteroids are in the solar system, though to date, surveys have detected about 8,000.
Okay.
So
right.
a little short
More
on
out
that.
There.
But
yeah.
NASA officials think it is imperative for that reason to develop an effective plan should a near-Earth object threaten the planet.
Right.
Yeah. So the DART mission is kind of unusual for NASA, which usually focuses mainly on exploration, climate monitoring, and hunting for signs of past life in our solar system. While it coordinates with and relies on the U.S. Department of Defense for some activities, NASA has not traditionally been responsible for leading efforts to protect Earth from any security threat. But in 2005, Congress assigned the agency the imperative of protecting the planet from dangerous objects that orbit the sun, including tracking thousands of so-called near-Earth asteroids that are large enough to cause catastrophic damage. Okay. So this is part of that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotta be prepared.
And in a collaborating project, the European Space Agency is developing a spacecraft that will be launched in 2024 and arrive in 2027 to do a detailed reconnaissance and assessment, see what happened with the asteroid.
They really are working the long game with this, aren't they?
They sure are.
Nothing happens overnight.
Yeah.
All right. That's wonderful. All right. So you picked out a record to go along with the DART mission.
Yeah. So when the DART mission was launched back in November, they invited Bruce Willis.
Oh, of course.
Because of the obvious similarities to his movie Armageddon.
Armageddon, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
I was thinking Die Hard, but yeah.
No, Armageddon. But he declined. I don't know. Too busy. I don't know. Too
Stuff
busy.
Going
to,
on.
Whatever. So he actually was briefly trending on Twitter around that time as well. Because because he declined the invitation. but so I thought that we would play Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith. from Armageddon.
Oh, right. Yeah. From the soundtrack, from the film. You think they played this while they were doing the design for the DART thing?
They should have.
Did they play it during the launch?
They should have.
Oh, my gosh.
They probably don't play music. There's important things happening during the launch. They probably don't play the music.
I'm sure they played broadcasted on C-SPAN. They could use a little music to jazz up, you know. C-SPAN, boring. All right. Aerosmith, I don't want to miss a thing. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7 Aerosmith. I don't want to miss a thing. That's from Armageddon.
Yeah.
The movie soundtrack. Why did we play that song, Sarah?
Because we were talking about the DART mission, which launched in late 2021. And it has remarkable similarities, sort of, to Armageddon.
Armageddon.
Yeah. All right. But Bruce Willis did not attend the launch.
Yeah. I'm sure he probably watched it on C-SPAN, though.
But I think they said if you were in Southern California, you could have seen it. Oh. So maybe he just was like, no, I'll just
watch it from the backyard. It'll be good. Thanks. All right. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Yep.
All right, go.
All right. The DART mission is the first experiment for defending Earth against dangerous asteroids.
There are an estimated 25,000 large asteroids in the solar system, but only 8,000 have been detected to date.
And the spacecraft is expected to crash into the asteroid sometime between September 26th and October 1st of this year.
Kaboom!
Yeah.
Kaboom. 15,000 miles an hour?
Per hour, yeah.
Jeez.
But it's not close enough to Earth or any other planet or whatever to cause any kind of damage.
Will we see it?
I don't think so.
Oh. Oh, okay. So like the moon landing, it's all fake.
I mean, no.
No.
They have the cameras and stuff up there.
They have cameras on it, so you'll see it right up until impact.
So maybe we will see it. Maybe NASA will release some of the images that it recorded.
There it is. The DART mission wraps up our theme week on good things that happened in 2021. Joins the ranks of the Southern Ocean being established. USS Bear being found under the water. Fernandino Island Galapagos tortoise fern was rediscovered after being declared extinct. And San Marino first Olympic fantasy. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. San Marino won their first Olympic medal.
That's it.
Yep.
You folks want to learn more about those things here. Where do they be? Where do they go?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, right on the website, you can see a link to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
There you go. All right. Back again Monday, 4:10 for a new edition of the Wiki Corner.
Yes.
Very good. Happy weekend to you and yours.
Yes. And TGIF.
Back here on TGIF. Toes going first. We'll see you back here Monday.
Yes, I'll be here.
All right. Bye.